European Ombudsman Nikephoros Diamandouros is in Prague this Wednesday as part of a campaign to raise awareness about what he can do to protect European residents' rights. Mr. Diamandouros receives around 3,500 complaints a year, mainly regarding discrimination or maladministration in EU institutions. But what is his job exactly and how can he help Czechs? Rosie Johnson met Nikephoros Diamandouros to find out.
The Ombudsman exists to be able to do two things. Help citizens enjoy their rights whenever they have problems with a public administration, which means I, as European Ombudsman, will help Czech citizens enjoy their rights when they have problems with the European public administration, and the Czech Defender of Rights, Mr. Motyl, will help Czech citizens when they have problems with the Czech public administration. Ombudsman exists to help citizens deal with problems in their daily affairs with the public administration. In a way, the Ombudsman is what you would call a human face in the European bureaucracy, and I want your listeners to think of it this way and come to me when they need to.
Last year you said you had 66 Czech complaints, and of them you dealt with six, or there's 90% of the complaints that you can't deal with. Does that not mean that a great deal of your job is sort of sifting through stuff that is essentially extraneous to your job?
I need to clarify something. Yes, six of the 66 were inside the mandate, but I was able to help citizens in 80% of all the cases, okay? That means I was able to provide information and to guide the people who came to me about which would be the appropriate institution to go to. And therefore, no, I do not just sift, I study. I go into depth examination to determine whether something is admissible or inadmissible. And then once I have determined that something is inadmissible, then I make certain that I can direct the persons to the right institution so that, again, the citizen will be spared the problem of being sent in wide circles or in wild goose chases, not being able to find out where to complain and how to benefit from their rights.
What can you actually do? If you see some massive infringement of, say, community law, human rights, what can you do to stop it or change it?
The great advantage of the Ombudsman is he can respond in very customized ways. In other words, I have very flexible ways I can respond to particular problems in terms of their particular needs. I have been able to get the European administration to pay compensation to citizens in cases of very major maladministration. I've been able to get them to pay when they were late in paying. I've been able to get them to pay interest in cases of major delays. I've been able to get them to release documents and information to citizens. In other words, I am able to give concrete results to concrete questions.
European Ombudsman Nikephoros Diamandouros speaking to Rosie Johnson on a working visit to Prague on Wednesday.